podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
We have a special guest. Well, three special guests joining us in the studio to be precise. Lauren, over here.
No, but it's so beautiful because we've got two dogs and a human, and that's great too.
Yeah.
We've got Digger, we've got Nelson, and we also have Alicia from Don't Forget My Pet Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're really well. Oh, God. It's so nice to have two black labs in the studio. Alicia, thank you so much for bringing them in. Don't Forget My Pet, we've chatted to you before, but it's been a little while. Can you just give us a basic run through as to what you do down at Don't Forget My Pet?
Yeah, sure. So Don't Forget My Pet, we're a charity dedicated to helping people in need keep their pets. Since last time we chatted, we've actually given out a lot more pet food to the local community. So we give out pet food. We provide safety net foster care for people that don't have a support network and need to go into hospital or need some care while their animals need care while they need to go and take care of themselves.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and we also have in-home support services. Yeah. So to care for people's animals in the home.
Much needed at the moment, isn't it? Just cost of living crisis is really affecting everyone. And a lot of the time people forget about the animals. People can't afford to feed themselves. What happens to their animals? Mm.
It's really scary what's happening at the moment. We're actually seeing it a lot and we're getting inundated with requests for pet food.
Okay.
It's really scary, you know, like people don't want to surrender their pets, but sometimes they're forced to surrender because they have a choice between feeding their families or feeding themselves. Mm. Yeah. So like in the last 2 years, we've provided over 36,000 pet meals to the local community.
Wow.
Yeah.
Last week alone, we provided over 300 kilograms to the community. So, and I would like to say that our local community is so generous, so incredibly generous. They've been dropping off at our drop-off points across Geelong. And it's really quite lovely to see how they're all coming behind and helping people that are struggling.
How do you source most of your food, like your pet food? Are you having to pay for it, or do you get donations from people and businesses, or what's the?
So we've got donations from people, not so much businesses. We've been given a Mabel community grant that provided us with $5,000 to purchase food for the local community, just our community. Our community is so incredibly generous. We've probably been given, I don't know, over 2 tonnes worth of food just from the local community.
We are lucky to live where we live.
Very lucky.
When you put the call out, everyone gets around. We're also here because Norlane Community Centre and Whittington Neighbourhood House are going to have some great events coming up.
Yeah, so, you know, we were speaking about the rising cost of living and how, well, veterinary care in itself can be incredibly expensive.
Seriously.
Oh, and people just say, I'll just get pet insurance. But it's like, A, it's not always possible for you to pay for it, but also B, it's not also always possible to get it for your particular pet.
Exactly.
So Digger can't get it because of his diabetes and stuff. Well, he could, but it would be just totally pointless and I'd be paying enormous amounts of money.
Yeah.
But also I think you really need to look very carefully at pet insurance and what are the particulars with that pet insurance. Just make sure that if you are getting pet insurance, pay particular attention to what you actually get and what it covers. So we're doing $25 vaccinations and free pet health checks.
Oh, amazing.
That is so amazing.
Yeah, Norlane sold out and it sold out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But I think we still have about 9 spots left for Whittington, which is on
13th of June.
Yep.
Yep.
Right, and you just bring your concession or your pension card and your pet, obviously.
Mm. Yeah, so you book in through the link. So go to our socials and you can see the link online and, and then just bring that on the day.
Nice, that is amazing. The other big fun event we're waiting for is on the 16th of October.
Mm.
The gala, Don't Forget My Pet gala.
Amazing.
What's happening?
So this is our second gala. Actually, I came in before the last gala last year, so that's when we met. So this is going to be a big event and I think, you know, this is going to be a tough year for people.
Yeah.
So having an event like this in October will be kind of like a celebration, but it will also be, you know, sharing what we've done in the year, and it's going to be super fun.
Mm.
And it's at Mount Dunedin Estate.
Oh, lovely.
Oh,
I know. So it's going to be a little bit fancy.
Yeah.
And Digger and Nelson are going to be there greeting people in tuxedos.
Oh, yes. I was going to ask that. Me I was like, too. I can just picture them at the door with little bow ties or something.
Yes. Oh, no, it's full-blown tuxedos.
I love that.
Love it.
Oh, that's so good. So good. Don't forget mypet.org.au is a fantastic website. Everything that you've spoken about today, Alicia, is on the website. You can also get all the info about the gala and everything as well. Thank you so much for coming in and for helping people in the community, because a lot of people forget that whilst families are doing it tough, that includes animals.
Yes.
And our animals are our family. They are. And if we can't afford to feed them and take care of them, it is heartbreaking. So thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me and for having them.
you can actually leave
you
them
can.
If you want.
Please leave them here.
It's the Tom and Loggie podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
I was talking to someone in the last 24 hours and they had just done Pilates.
Yeah.
And I was like, how are you feeling today? Because it was the day before that they'd done it. They're like, oh, yeah, a little bit sore, a little bit stiff. But I slept terribly. I've been sleeping terribly. And I said, oh, what's that?
Yeah.
What's that about? And they said, well, I bought a pillow and it was terrible. And so I've had to go and get another pillow. And now I've got a good one, so I'm hoping tonight will be better.
Yeah.
But the pillow that they like to use is the V-shape.
Oh, the banana pillow.
Yeah. Okay, so you call it the banana pillow.
Yeah.
Right? So I would call it the boomerang pillow.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Right. And they call it the rainbow pillow because they've had them ever since they were little. And so they just always, when they were little, they called it a rainbow pillow.
Okay.
Super cute, right?
Woke culture gone, absolutely.
So my question is that still a thing? Like, I didn't know you could still buy those V-shaped pillows. I didn't know people were still, even if they were for sale, people were actually buying them and using them. I've put them in the waterbed basket.
Oh, okay.
Like, throwbacks to an era of like my childhood where I'd go over to friends' houses and their parents would have a big waterbed.
Yeah.
And a big bowl in the doorway, and maybe that's just a waterbed thing. Maybe it's just.
What are you talking about? Oh my God. Okay. Stepping over that traumatic memory, no, you're right. It was always like a friend had a banana pillow.
Yeah.
I remember. So I have one. It's in the spare room, but it's because I got it when I hurt my shoulder, and then I realised it's actually so comfortable,
but I
don't sleep with it every day.
I slept in your spare room, and I didn't see a banana pillow, a rainbow pillow.
Oh, no, yeah, that's not for guest face.
Oh, it's not for guests.
No.
Guest face don't lie on
that. Well, I just kind of like, you don't want to sleep on it.
Well, maybe I do.
Well, exactly. I hide it.
I swear I haven't slept on one since I was like 8.
Yeah, they're still around. They're definitely still around. But it's the aesthetic, you see. No one has been able, I'm talking Adairs, I'm talking Bed Bath & Table, I'm talking Spotlight, I'm talking Kmart. None of you have been able to make the banana pillow look good on a good pillow set up bed.
Styling. If you're styling it, you're putting it way, way back. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because I've tried. Yeah. I've gone in the spare room and been like, what way? Up ways, down ways, sideways. How can I make this look good? It doesn't look good. Okay. That's why no one has it anymore. Because everyone's worried.
Yeah, I had no idea that was still a thing.
Mm.
I mean, the European pillows, the big, you know, no one's sleeping on them.
No, well, you're not meant to.
No. Oh. Okay.
They're for looks, Tom.
Yeah,
for looks.
So, you know, there's so many different pillows, but yeah, I just thought the boomerang pillow had gone the way of the dodo.
Well, you know, maybe your life going forward, maybe you'll encounter a banana pillow or two and see what happens.
What kind of banana are you talking about?
The pillow form.
Get back out there, she says. Cameron Ling, you've been here for almost an hour now. It's been a big week. and before we let you ride off into the sunset until next Wednesday morning, I was talking this morning about something I didn't realise was still a thing, and I put it in the same basket as waterbeds. You know, when we were kids, you'd go over to a friend's house and like randomly you'd have one friend whose parents have a waterbed.
Yeah.
And it'd be the most amazing thing in the world.
My mum and dad had a waterbed.
Oh, you were the friend.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. So I thought this thing that I'm about to tell you about had gone the same way, where no one really has waterbeds anymore.
Yeah.
Right. I'm talking about the boomerang-shaped pillow.
Oh, yes.
Right. Loggie calls it a...
banana pillow.
And the person who I was discussing it with the other day calls it a rainbow pillow because they've had one since they were really little, which is super cute.
Is that because it was a rainbow pillow slip?
Probably, but also rainbow shape-ish. Yeah. I mean, it's a severe rainbow, but it's an archy sort of arrangement. Yeah. But I didn't even know they were still made and sold. Did you know that?
No. I called them a boomerang pillow too.
Yeah.
Very much. Because that is what they're called. Anything other is just ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Banana
what
pillow.
What culture got that? Rainbow? Not on my watch.
No, I haven't seen them. You know the ones that you see now, which I just find completely are the like big giant square pillows.
Yeah, the European pillows that we're talking about.
No. He's talking about the bamboo kind of one, the thick pillows, yeah? Or are you talking about the big European ones? Mistake. Yeah, yeah. Tom was correct. Yeah. You don't sleep on those, though.
What are they there for then?
For looks.
Oh, God.
Do you know, so I have a banana pillow, but that's because I got it for my shoulder when my shoulder was ripped off my body.
You're still milking that, yeah.
Obviously. And but I said, I think it's gone a bit of the wayside because no one knows how to properly put one of those pillows on the bed without styling it properly, yeah.
It's all about style.
They look terrible.
Yeah.
You've got to hide them behind other normal pillows and probably a European
pillow. Behind European pillows and some cushions and a duvet, no?
Duvan.
What is that?
That was coming
did I just make
car.
That up?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Duvan.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggie podcast. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
So Mel Gibson, right? I haven't thought about Mel in a while.
I saw this.
Did you? Okay, yeah. So he's 70 and he split with his long-term partner, Rosalind Ross. That's a name. 5 months ago, they split.
Yep.
And then now he's got a new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Italian actress Antonella Salvucci.
It's pronounced Sauvignon Blanc.
No, Salvucci. Mm. She's 44.
Okay.
So good on him, right? 70, 44, just a tale as old as time, right?
But it's Mel Gibson.
Well, they strolled the streets of Rome hand in hand.
Have
and
you
apparently,
not seen him erotically eating a hamburger?
Well, no, but they went to an intimate seafood dinner.
Oh.
And then they were seen kissing in the street.
Oysters, anyone?
No, Ash.
Don't worry.
I'm so glad I stopped myself.
Don't worry about it, mate. Just move on.
I know. I'm so glad I stopped myself. They had a late night tour of the Italian capital, according to this
article. So they went for a walk.
Well, I'm not sure what that means, but, you know, it's good for them.
Check out me Tower of Pisa.
Mate, just move on.
Welcome to the Colosseum.
Do as the Romans do.
Yeah. Aren't you glad he...
Go what?
Aren't you glad he ate? Don't worry. Go on, move on. So, he peed in public, didn't he? He peed in public is what he did. And if anybody here can be the first person to say... We moved on. I tried to allude to it.
I cannot move on.
So he peed in public and everybody's been out for dinner and then gone for a nice stroll through Rome and didn't need to pee somewhere. I hear there's not a lot of public toilets in Europe.
Wrap it up, mate.
That's what's trending.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
Late notice here, Tommy. How good are you at getting up your... I want to do this. I'm taking over here. Your watch thing when there's a celebrity around.
I've got the watch. Yeah.
Have you got it?
Yeah, I've got it ready to go
So you say all of it except for watch and then he puts a sound in between.
We are on Loggie number plate.
Wash.
Because, well done.
That's good.
I like that. Yes, that's fun. Yes. Last week, my wife Dodsy sent through a photo. She was cruising around these streets early in the morning and took a photograph of it is number plate, customised plate, Loggy. L-O-G-G-Y.
Yeah.
And you and I, Tom, of course, once we got that information, thought, has Log got herself a customised plate?
Fully sick Commodore.
It was a Commodore. Like me. It does sound like you.
I like to advertise that I'm driving.
When it turned out that it wasn't you, we were then very interested as to who this person was.
Yeah.
I had some people call through saying that they'd seen me driving around and assumed it was me.
Yeah.
It's not me.
No, well, funnily enough, I received multiple text messages over the following days from people who have spotted the Loggy number plate.
Yeah.
Now, I can inform you and say that one person believes it's a P-plater rocking the Loggy in the Commodore.
Wow. Yeah.
Another separate source told me that this person... we wouldn't call it a burnout, but, you know, took off quickly at the lights and there was a little bit of...
Are you sure that's not you? Because you are fully
sick. Get out of my way. Yeah. Like, once the light goes green, go.
Get off the road!
So, Loggy number plate from all the reports I'm getting. P-plater, who likes to light it up a little bit, a little bit of action. So keep them coming in, please. I still do not have the person's name. I am endeavouring to... track them down, have them speak on our program, your program, and tell us why they've got the number plate Loggy.
Yeah. I think they'll be concerned with an I smell, an IP copyright sort of court case coming up. Bit of legal action.
I promise there'll be no legal action.
Who promise?
Oh, you'll fight it, will you?
I'm the Loggy, she says. Yeah.
I want to know who it is.
You've taken my space, I'll punch you your face.
Keep the text messages coming in. We are tracking this person down.
Yeah.
You are hunted, Loggy number plate.
Oh, man.
In a good way. Okay?
In a good way.
Really gently and nicely. Yeah.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
Righto, Tommy, I'm going to test you again on the buttons. We are on Loggy number plate.
Watch.
We have a little update here. So last week my wife spotted as she was doing yoga or something early. Thought it might have been you on your way to work, Log. Yeah. There was a customised plate, Loggy. Mm. We established that it wasn't you.
It's not, but it shocks me.
But you were intrigued, weren't you? Who else could possibly have that name?
I know.
And use that number plate. We got a couple of little whispers on the show last week. Since then I got a couple more text messages. Somebody told me that it was a P-plater.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me that they witnessed Loggy number plate car doing a rather quick takeoff at a set of traffic lights. Yeah. We should call it that.
Yes.
We are trying to track down who this person is. We are on the hunt in a good way.
Mm.
We might have a little bit more of a lead, Tommy, perhaps.
That's right. So Aaron from St. Albans Park's on the line. Morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, Aaron, what's happening? Have you got a little bit of info for us?
Yeah, that said car lives in my... Well, they live in my street.
Oh, yes!
Stop it!
Yes.
Stop
don't
it!
Don't say the street, not on
the
radio.
Yeah, obviously don't say the street.
Okay.
Confirm it's a P-plater, Aaron?
Yeah, it's a P-plater.
Okay. Can you confirm that this said person doesn't mind a little quick takeoff or a burnout, as we'd call it?
No comment.
No comment. Good,
can you
safe.
Can you confirm that person isn't the Loggy that's in the studio with us right now?
Well, unless you become a 20-year-old male, then, yeah, something's going on.
I do dress like that. Yeah. Look, the thing is, right,
How well do you get along with them?
Well, I don't, yeah.
Do you know, have you spoken to them ever? Do you know, is that...
No, never spoken to them, but definitely I'm an easy target in the street too, because I've got something very distinctive in my house as well with a car-wise.
What, is it a picture of Tom in the window or something? No.
That's where that cut out of me went.
I don't want to cause any neighbourly tensions here, Aaron, in your street, but if you happen to wander down the street at any time, if you'd feel comfortable introducing yourself to this 20-year-old male, and if they felt comfortable having a chat with us, could you just be our little go-between so we can work out who this person is?
I could definitely go down the street for a walk and have a chat to him if I see him, for sure.
That'd be great.
Yes.
God. I don't know what I want to say as well, because I feel bad because, you know, but they
No, well, you just thought you thought you were the only loggy in the world, and now you found another loggy. Yeah. You guys might be soulmates.
We might be.
Separated at birth.
Does he have a moustache?
Yeah.
Every week. I'm sorry. That's it. I'm done. I won't do it anymore.
Tom and Loggy. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.